Vectis Radio, the island's voice. Online, on the app, and on FM 104.6.
Got Hannah Tarrant from DKMS, Delete Blood Cancer Charity. Hannah, how are you finding your store? You've got lots of people coming over to you.
Yeah, it's been fantastic to be at the Isle of Wight. We've had lots of engagement from people, which has been really fantastic. And we've had a lot of opportunities to talk to people about what we do. So we're a blood cancer charity. We're registering people to be stem cell donors to potentially save the life of a patient with blood cancer or blood disorder.
And initially, that commitment doesn't take much time to do. I did it probably about 10 years ago now, but it's not painful, it's not hugely invasive to do that, is it?
No, so all we're doing at the Isle of Wight Festival is we're registering people. So all that is three simple cheek swabs and a short consent form, and that is all it takes for somebody to join the register.
And so then, if people do want to find Hannah, the store is just down from the merchandise and kids zone area on the right hand side if you're walking up from the main stage. There's quite a lot of little goodies as well that people can pick up to raise awareness of the charity. It's a national charity, isn't it?
Yeah, so DKMS operates all across the UK. We host lots of events. You can find out more about us at our website, dkms.org.uk.
Lovely. And if people do want to get involved beyond today, is it best to go to the website to do that?
Yeah, the best place to order your kit, which we can send to your house, is online at our website, dkms.org.uk.
And once you're on the register, what does that sort of commit you to?
Yeah, so once you join the register, like I say, it's just the three cheek swabs and a consent form. You're then on the register until your 61st birthday, and that's literally all it is.
And if anything were to happen and you were seen as a match for someone, what are the steps that happen after that?
Yeah, so when somebody is identified as a match for a patient, our medical team will give them a call, let them know the exciting news that they've been matched, and then the person will go for some quick blood tests, a medical assessment, and then they will donate. And in 90% of cases, that is similar to giving blood platelets. So blood comes out one arm, we extract the stem cells, and you get the blood back in a simple sort of 6-hour procedure. You can resume normal activity straight away, and it really is just a day that is potentially saved someone's life.
What a wonderful thing to do for somebody. And so I guess you need to get as many people on the register and probably a variety of people as well.
For sure. So currently only 7% of the UK eligible population are registered, so we're really trying to raise more awareness and get more people on the register to help patients in need.
So if you're down at the festival site over Saturday and Sunday, come say hello to Hannah and the team. They're working really hard, and boost that register. And wish you all the best for the rest of the festival. And just on a private note, if when you finish, have you got anyone that you want to go and see, Hannah?
I think we're going to go see Busted tonight, which would be
good.
Quite fun.
Yeah, definitely pull that one out of the bag.
Yeah.
Well, it's lovely to speak to you here on Vectis Radio, and hopefully you'll have a really busy store for the rest of the day.
Yeah, great. Thank you.
We push all the buttons so you don't have to. Vectis Radio, online and on FM 104.6.